He likes to make me cry. I don't mean the pain, which he likes as well, but by making life difficult, making life overwhelmingly complex. He likes me emotionally torn. He likes me confused and upset. He likes crazy women. He likes teasing. He likes to trip up my peace. When I was raped, it made him hard. So I drew a line.
Stand here or here.
And told him there was no in between. Stood up, got off my knees, didn't call him by that name he gave me. Looked up into his eyes and only had to tilt my head back an inch or two to look up at him. He couldn't decide. Stepped onto one side.
Side.
Happy?
No.
Me neither.
He placed one foot on the other side, but couldn't commend his body to that inevitability. He wouldn't make me promises. He got distracted and walked away and looked back over his shoulder at me. It was clear nothing over there was holding him. I was pushing. I was crying. He didn't show concern, but he looked.
I'm not crying for you. I know.
He walked back, stood in front of me with his arms crossed. He looked into my eyes, fed me little white lies to delay his truth. He ran out of words and offered it covered.
There's more, but I can't tell you here.
I looked around. Where else did we exist? I felt knots in my stomach. Sweet, deep conflict that answered all my questions. I grinned in my entire contorted body and saw some release.
Then it's too complicated, isn't it?
My turn to leave. At home, I held a glass and wondered how much pressure it would take to break into shards in my palm. I stepped with my eyes and cast drama aside. Back in my chair, I buttoned my knees and dipped two delicate fingers into my heat. The knots melted. My temperature rose. I breathed into every deep. I twisted around my hands. I penetrated my soul. I took control of everything I knew so fully. And how deeply I had been controlled by his intangible desires. The freedom made me calm. Unlike him, I do not lust for difficulty. I lust for the